Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Anin, welcome to Traditional Medicine. My name is Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic: common ailments and traditional plant relief for skin conditions, headaches, facial blemishes, and insect bites. Okay, with my own excitement, we will chat first on herbal plants from our ancestors' teaching for facial blemishes. These are my favorite topicals to create from our traditional Native American healing plants. Let's start. Facial blemishes. Start with the proactive approach. Treatment for acne is washing and good nutrients. Our natural plants, thus removing any bacteria and oils from the pores. It is read in history stories that the native people had very healthy skin. I say, let us learn from the traditions and balance our system with nature. The herbal traditional plants you can explore that are great alone or together are fennel, aloe, rose, sage. Sage is great for anti-aging. Yarrow, cedar, raspberries for toning. Garlic and watercress. Combinations are a favorite of mine, and the herbal treatments will assist in removing bacteria that causes acne. We can sweat it out along with our ancestors, and the cleansing traditions continue with the sweat lodge, purifying our bodies and minds. Steaming your face will open the pores, and please be careful not to burn. You can steam up for 10 minutes. Do you have troublesome spots? This is a great support naturally. It is the crushed fresh garlic. Yes, it smells a bit, but your skin is worth it. You will know the proper time to use this traditional technique. Cleaning your system is a fantastic way for the entire body. Drinking plenty of traditional teas such as dandelion, Oregon grape, stinging nettle, or golden seal will encourage natural cleansing and flushing of the toxins in our bodies. You can drink these subtle teas up to 3 times a day. Traditional plants and positive living with nature gives us hope for our facial blemishes. Headaches. Traditionally, there are many herbal remedies for headaches, as some herbs supported in the relief of pain itself, some relieve stress and anxiety, along with emotional stress and tension. The traditional herbs used for assisting in the pain relief are lavender, rose, goldenrod, peppermint, willow, sage, and violet. For stress, our ancestors used vervain as a mild sedative to help relax headaches. Drink as teas, a teaspoon of the dried herbs with a cup of water. Relax and enjoy a traditional living with nature. Thank your ancestors for the teachings we are given. Insect bites. One of my favorite traditional herbal remedies taught to me by one of my best medicine friends is cedar oil. It's fantastic for bee stings, bug bites, and great for many skin healing needs. I love cedar oil. I use cedar as a base in many of the traditional medicinal ointments I use. Here's some more traditional plants used by our ancestors, which are plantain, onion, garlic, mullein. These herbal remedies were made into topicals and placed on the bite, sting, or area of concern, or much needed repellent. Any member of the mint family makes a great natural protective deterrent for the pesty insect biters. Skin conditions. Our ancestors were known for having fantastic looking skin, with clear complexions, and it's no wonder with all the natural plant ointments they used. I love cedar. It's great for the skin. I use it and give it away as gifts. Let's chat on some of the remedies our ancestors enjoyed in their healthy living with the plants. In conditions of psoriasis, cedar oil is great for this. Actually, great for all the skin conditions we'll cover. Cameline, compressed to infected areas of psoriasis and using the root of licorice in a tea, are added to wash the skin, and the home remedies passed down by several generations of using oats. This is similar to psoriasis. With a few more added tea remedies, the teas they enjoyed were yellow dock, red clover, stinging nettle, and golden seal. And with topicals, you can crush clover leaves, watercress, licorice, and oats to apply to the itchy area or use as a wash. There's so many skin conditions and so many herbal remedies. Let's continue. Warts. Garlic is a fantastic herbal treatment. Crush the garlic, mix with some water, and apply to the area. Birch bark are from the willow soaked in water. Applied to the area, assist in the matter. And we see these two traditional plants daily, the dandelion and the milkweed. Take the sap and apply directly to the wart. Enjoy your new world with no warts, the natural, traditional way. How about poison ivy and poison oak? Again, cedar oil to start with, and our ancestors taught us to mash jewelweed and apply the mixture for relief of itching, along with other herbal treatments as aloe, bearberry, willow, and sassafras. Ringworm. Our ancestors used traditional plants to heal this nasty ailment. Using the plants, of plantain, golden seal, licorice, root, ginger, and yellow dock, in which these plants contain antifungal compounds. They also used garlic and milkweed. Shingles is a very painful ailment, and our ancestors thankfully had many remedies that included treatments for such cases. Lemon balm, purslane, licorice, in which these plants contain antiviral compounds, assisting your body's immune system, cuts and abrasions. Wrinkles. Chatting on one of my favorite subjects again on facial treatments from medicinal plants, I made a wonderful oil that I use with my makeup are just for a few traditional remedies on aging gracefully. Sage, cedar, purslane, witch hazel, and rosemary were some herbal remedies our ancestors used. You can decide to drink as a tea or grind the herbs and make a facial mud pack. Enjoy that fresh, revitalized look with our traditional medicinal plants. We'll finish off our ailments today with a paste for body rash. This paste is going to be made by a couple of garlic cloves, some salt, some pepper, 10 basil leaves, and a tablespoon of olive oil. It's a wonderful remedy for a body rash. You can apply this mixture over the affected areas for relief. And the reason we get rashes is rashes often break out when the immune system is weak. So boost your immune system by bringing in foods that are rich with vitamin C. Citrus fruits are rich in vitamin C, and our swamp tea, the leaves of the swamp tea are rich in vitamin C. And this swamp tea, we've talked about this before, but it will help with your stomach and kidney complaints as well. We'll finish off our ailments today with a paste for body rash. This paste is going to be made by a couple of garlic cloves, some salt, some pepper, 10 basil leaves, and a tablespoon of olive oil. It's a wonderful remedy for a body rash. You can apply this mixture over the affected areas for relief. And the reason we get rashes is rashes often break out when the immune system is weak. So boost your immune system by bringing in foods that are rich with vitamin C. Citrus fruits are rich in vitamin C, and our swamp tea, the leaves of the swamp tea are rich in vitamin C. And this swamp tea, we've talked about this before, but it will help with your stomach and kidney complaints as well. We say McWitch for listening, and after any hunter harvest, leave a small pouch of tobacco to thank Mother Earth and show gratitude for the generosity of the Great Spirit. Continue living strong traditional lives and enjoy Mother Earth and all the gifts she has given us. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.